Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com, and this is a video on a bird. I was going to my car in an underground parking lot, and I was two stories down in a massive concrete parking lot, and I heard a bird in the parking lot. And the thing is that when you're two stories down, because I took the elevator straight, you know, to two stories down, and then you hear a bird, you know that bird is on that level. So that bird is a minimum of two stories away from figuring out how to get out of that place. And I just realized, okay, I'm going to try and save this bird. You know, it's a living creature, and it's trapped, and it's going to die. And I had a chance to change that. And I saw where it was. And as I bent down to try and pick it up, it took off, and it flew the length of this massive, long, underground parking lot, and it hit the wall at the other end. And so I went, you know, toward it. I thought, you know, I'll try again. And I got there, and it was kind of stunned, and it was on the ground. And so I was able to pick it up and just cup it in my hands. You know, it's just so tiny and fragile, hardly moving. And now my hands are full, so all I can do is just walk out of this underground parking. And you have to walk out by walking around. We're talking like having to walk almost like a city block or more just to get out of this thing with the bird in your hands. So I just started doing that. And, you know, you don't want to shock the bird, so you're not swinging your hands or anything. You're just quietly, calmly walking out. And I had to jump on little actuators to make the sliding doors open. And I did that. And after the first one, you're in an area where you can now really get a lot of fresh air coming in. And sure enough, the bird started to sense this and started to get a little bit of motion, a little bit excited. And as I was going, you know, through the second door and up the ramp now, we're outside. And I just have to walk up this long ramp, and then I figured I'd put it on the grounds in front of this building. It's all artificially landscaped, but still it's earth and it's, you know, little bushes, and maybe it can hide for a little while and have a chance. And so I put the bird down, and no sooner had I walked, you know, 50 feet away and was just about to walk back down to my car, when I turned around, the bird was already chirping. It was already realizing it was free. It was already celebrating. And, you know, how often do we celebrate, and what do we celebrate? We have a birthday and we celebrate a birthday. If we win a lottery ticket, you know, we win $100 on a scratch ticket, we celebrate. If our football team scores a touchdown, we celebrate. But how often do we celebrate saving a life? It's a special, special thing. So, you know, I walked back to my car feeling pretty good. And then I had to drive out to go. So probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes elapsed. And as I'm driving up that ramp, I'm thinking, I wonder if that bird's still there. I wonder if it's okay. And so I roll down the passenger window so I can, you know, maybe hear it. And what do I hear as I'm going by with this loud, strident chirping of this bird? I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. There's a lot in that little vignette, in that little story. It shows that there's a reward for caring about other things. And, yeah, no matter how busy your life is, you can make a difference in another creature's life today. If you have a pet, are you giving your pet what it deserves and what it can, you know, use? You know, pets give back to us, that's why we have them, but how many of us give to our pets? You know, some of us are, you know, fanatical in our giving to them, but, you know, this is aimed at those who just sort of have a pet and don't think about it. You know, celebrate your pet just like you celebrate your children or your friends. It's a life. Celebrate their life, and then maybe that'll help you celebrate your own. So, chirp on. This is Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com. Good luck with your life, and take care.